This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. According to Dr. Harold Katz, bad diets cause your breath to stink. So he's going to join me to elaborate a little bit more on his discovery. Thanks for joining me, Dr. Katz.
My pleasure.
How did you find out that a person's diet is what makes their breath bad?
Well, we actually have a clinic in California called the California Breath Clinics, and we've been helping people solve their bad breath issues for about 25 years. And it was quite interesting when the first fad diets came out, you know, the high-protein diets, eat all the meat you can and you'll lose weight. We discovered that people were suffering with more bad breath. It has to do with the way bacteria react to proteins in the mouth. The actual mechanism by which one gets bad breath is the breakdown of proteins by oral bacteria. And through that breakdown, they release chemical compounds called volatile sulfur compounds. And they include one chemical is hydrogen sulfide. That's the rotten egg smell. Another chemical is called cadaverine, another called putrescine, not your sister-in-law's name. That's a real chemical, the smell of rotting flesh. And we actually have an instrument called the halometer, which measures the amount of bad breath that someone has in parts per billion. And sure enough, those people who were on high-protein diets or fasting diets or any sort of weird diet ended up with higher volatile sulfur compound readings on the halometer. So there was definitely a problem going on.
So from what you guys have learned, what diet is the worst culprit?
Well, anything that's high protein. So I don't know what name you want to give it, whether it's the Dukan diet or the Atkins diet, but when you're overloading your system with proteins, you're essentially giving fuel to the bacteria, and they're having a feast. You may be starving, but they're breaking down those proteins, the amino acids in the protein specifically, and creating all these sulfur compounds. Now, the problem is some people may also have other issues which contribute to the bad breath, such as large tonsils or poor oral hygiene, bleeding gums, a rougher tongue, which traps more of the bacteria. So that combination could be deadly for your breath, high proteins and then just poor oral hygiene. And then the fact is some people, we see this way too many times, people assume if they're going to use a very strong-tasting mouthwash, they can mask the bad breath. The fallacy there is many of the strong mouthwashes contain high percentages of alcohol. Alcohol, chemically speaking, is a drying agent. And if you make more dry, you'll end up with worse breath. So sometimes the cure actually creates more of a problem than people think. So you have to understand how bad breath works and some of the simple ways to get rid of it.
So what can you do to avoid bad breath then? Do you just brush your teeth and then that's it?
No, not exactly. You do want to brush your teeth because that gets rid of the plaque and some of the acids which can lead to tooth decay. The plaque can lead to gum disease as well. To attack bad breath, you have to get to the source of the problem. You can't mask bad breath. The bacteria are always there. They are there for a purpose, which, again, is to break down the proteins. It's actually one of the first steps in digestion. If you don't have that step, your food doesn't get digested properly. So in our clinic, we developed a system. It's called TheraBreath, like therapy for your breath. It's a mouthwash, toothpaste, breath mints, which contain an oxygen compound. Oxygen is the natural enemy of these anaerobic bacteria. Once you're in the presence of oxygen, they cannot create the odors. So by using the TheraBreath mouthwash or toothpaste or the mints, the oxygen compounds literally put a straitjacket around the bacteria so that they cannot produce bad breath.
What if you're out? You're out and about, you're meeting up with friends, and, you know, like myself, I love myself some stinky cheese. Like, I love cheese of all types. And I, short of taking a toothbrush to just a public restroom, should I just have some TheraBreath with me then?
Yeah, you can carry the lozenges with you. That's what, in fact, many of the people here in Hollywood, I'm in Hollywood as we speak, and we find that a lot of celebrities use it when they're on the set. During a kissing scene, they'll pop some of the some of the lozenges. And they're actually available at Walgreens. I know you're in Chicago. Walgreens carries a few varieties of the lozenges there. But what's interesting is there are some just real basic, simple tips. Number one tip we tell everyone, drink more water. And by water, I mean H2O. I'm not talking about beer or Diet Coke. You want water, at least 6 to 8 glasses of water a day to help replenish your saliva. Again, saliva is nature's gift to us. It keeps the mouth moist. It helps with speaking and swallowing properly. So if you don't have enough saliva, you can't protect yourself against bad breath. And that's one of the reasons why people have morning breath. When you sleep at night, your brain knows you're not eating, so there's no saliva production. And once you have no saliva, the bacteria go to town at night because the mouth is very dry, and you wake up in the morning with that dragon breath. So what we recommend to everyone is, again, make sure you drink plenty of water, stay away from high-protein foods, especially the dairy foods. They contribute to sort of a sour milk odor. And stay away from alcohol-based mouthwash. Those are deadly to your breath. That might taste like they're actually doing something, but the alcohol there makes the mouth very dry. There's even a lot of things we've discovered with basic toothpaste. Many of them contain an ingredient called sodium lauryl sulfate. That's a fancy term for soap. They wouldn't put soap on your toothpaste package, but it's in there to make it foam up. The TheraBreath toothpaste does not have any detergents, so it's very mild and it gets rid of bad breath pretty easily.
What about other products? I remember way back when, and I'm not even sure if they make it anymore, Breath Assure. Do you remember that? They'd come in like a little...
Oh, yeah.
Those little
it's
things?
It's funny because the Federal Trade Commission called me up when Breath Assure was very popular, and they knew that I was treating people that had bad breath, and they themselves said, there's no way that you can get rid of bad breath by swallowing something because bad breath does not start in the stomach. It starts in the back of the tongue, throat, and tonsils. And the fact is, if you were to eat a big meal after this interview today and bend over and tie your shoes, I guarantee you your meal does not fall out of your mouth. There are muscles that line your esophagus that prevent things from escaping, especially the sulfur compounds. Now, if you belch a lot, that gives you some indication of maybe what digested food smells like. But that's not bad breath. Bad breath, again, by testing the chemicals that are in bad breath, we know they're produced by oral bacteria. Now, sometimes those bacteria can get into the tonsils and create something called tonsil stones. And on our website, which is therabreath.com, therabreath.com, we have a way for people to get a hold of a tonsil stone kit to clean out the tonsil area. We even have a book one can download called The Bad Breath Bible. And in the book, there's tons of information about bad breath, about sour, bitter taste, burning tongue. And it even lists several pages of the medications which can lead to bad breath because many medications, in fact, about 75% of them, have dry mouth as a side effect. And once, again, your mouth becomes dry, the bad breath is sure to follow. And some of those medications include antihistamines, antidepressants, high blood pressure medicine. So if people want to download the Bad Breath Bible, again, they can do it from therabreath.com.
Now, I'm a big meat eater. I'm not going to lie. Everything you listed, I eat. But what about the vegetarians, vegans? Do they have trouble with bad breath, too?
Well, vegans, if they stay away from the dairy, and by definition, a vegetarian can have dairy, but a vegan will not, they're probably a lot better off. The only vegetables which present a problem are the cabbage, Brussels sprout, cauliflower, the cruciferous vegetables, so to speak. They contain a lot of sulfur. But if they stay away from those and they concentrate on fruits, just as a general rule, fruits which contain a lot of liquid are very good for your breath. And berries, especially the darker ones like the blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, they have a lot of antioxidants in them. So not only are they good for your breath, they're also good for your oral health because they help to fight some of the toxins that are in your mouth.
I love this topic only because I always do lunch meetings. And
Well, what's quite interesting, when I started to visit retailers, and I had mentioned, you know, Walgreens has the product, and so does Walmart and Target, but that you would go into a meeting before you meet the buyer at some of these retailers, and everyone who's trying to sell their wares, they're popping breath mints. The funny thing about breath mints is many of them contain sugar, and you're not going to get rid of bad breath or any oral condition by eating sugar. You might as well eat Hershey Kisses all day because the sugar feeds the bacteria that cause bad breath, gum disease, tooth decay. So when we created our TheraBreath mouth-watering lozenges, we made sure that they were sugar-free. They have xylitol. and they even have an ingredient in there that helps to stimulate more saliva. So that's something you can munch on before a meeting. And people who are under stress do tend to get a very dry mouth as well, so it helps to overcome that dry mouth from stress.
But what about during dinner, you know, like, or during the lunch meeting? What kind of food should you eat then? If you're like, okay, I'm going to have to speak while I'm, like, in between, you know, putting the fork in my mouth. So what foods should I avoid, or what foods should I just, like, look out for? Like, if it's mostly lettuce, I'll be good.
Well, okay, so, yeah, mostly lettuce will be good, especially if you're a rabbit. But you can eat just about everything in moderation. Now, carbs, although they may make you a little chubby, will not provide bad breath. Fats will not end up giving you bad breath. It's the proteins that are. But most people aren't eating those real heavy protein diets unless they're on these crash diets. So a balanced diet works well. Again, keep your mouth really moist. When it comes to the end of the meal, people tend to get a problem because they drink a lot of coffee. Now, coffee is very acidic, and it will stimulate the bacteria to produce more sulfur compounds. It's also, because it's acidic, it can also lead to the breakdown of tooth enamel. A much better alternative is tea. Tea is pH neutral. It has antioxidants in it as well, especially green tea. So that may be a better alternative. When it comes to alcoholic beverages, again, we run into another problem because of the alcohol content. People have a bottle of beer on a hot summer day to quench their thirst. If they sip a little water after that, that will overcome the drying effect of the alcohol. So, yeah, water is a real quick fix solution. People always ask me, if I go to a party, what should I look for to nibble on to make sure I don't get into trouble? Celery is always good. Carrots, again, they have a lot of liquid in them, and the goal is to keep your mouth as moist as possible. And any type of fruits are fantastic. Not any issue with any fruits.
Now, I just want to clarify, this is probably just for good first impressions, because once I know you, I don't care if my breath stinks. We're on good terms, right?
Well, yeah, yes. But it's very funny. You know, you can go to a party, and you talk about all sorts of things with people who you don't know. What kind of work do you do? Have you been married before? Are you dating anyone? And then you sort of talk about the topic of bad breath, and then people just run for the hills. Nobody wants to talk about it because everyone's kind of squeamish that they may be part of the problem. So it's just avoidance as much as possible.
Well, Dr. Katz, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
Well, we have information at our website, therabreath.com, therabreath.com. And again, the products are available at Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, Target. Number one mouthwash on Amazon is TheraBreath. So it's just available just about everywhere.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.